ವಿಷ್ಣುರ್ನೋ ವೀರ್ಯಾಗನನ ಕಥಾನೋ ಅರ್ಥಿತ ಯ ಪಾರ್ಥಿವಾನಿ ಅಪಿ ಕವಿರ್ ವಿಮಾಮೇ ರಾಜಂಷಿ ಚಷ್ಕಂಭ ಯ ಶರಃ ಶಶ್ಕಲಃ ಕಹಲತಾ ತ್ರಿಪೃಷ್ಠಂ ಯಶ್ಮತ್ರೀಶಮ್ಯ ಸದಾನದ್ ಉರು ಕಂಪಯಾನಂ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ನು ಬಾತ್ ವೀರ್ಯ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಗಣಾನಂ in the matter of accounting katama who else arhati is able to do it iha in this world ya one who parthivani the atoms api also kavi the great scientist bimame might have counted rajamshi particles chashkambha could catch ya one who sharahasha by his own leg akshalata ashkhalata ashkhalata without being hampered triprishtham the topmost planetary space yashmat by which trishamya the neutral state of the three modes sadanti sadan sadanat up to that place uru kampayanam moving very gently translation and purport by his divine grace like Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki translation who can describe completely the prowess of Vishnu okay you can repeat who can describe completely the prowess of Vishnu even the scientist who might have counted the particles of the atoms of the universe cannot do so because it is he only who in his form of Trivikram moved his leg effortlessly beyond the topmost planet Shataloka up to the neutral state of the three modes of material nature and all-aware mode. Part 4. The highest scientific advancement of the material scientist is atomic energy. But the material scientist is not able to have an estimation of the particles of atoms contained in the whole universe. But even if one is able to count such atomic particles or is able to roll up the sky like one's bedding, even then one is unable to estimate the extent of the prowess and energy of the Supreme Lord. He is known as Trivikram because once in his incarnation of Vamana, he expanded his leg beyond the highest planetary system, Shataloka, and reached the neutral state of the modes of nature called the covering of the material world. There are 7 layers of material coverings over the material sky, and the Lord could penetrate even those coverings with his toe. He made a hole through which the water of the causal ocean filters into the material sky, and the current is known as the sacred Ganges, which purifies the planets of the three worlds. In other words, no one is equal to the transcendentally powerful Vishnu. He is omnipotent, and no one is equal to or greater than him. Hare Krishna. And this is my first class, very, very sudden. I don't know, I've never given any class before, any Srimad Bhagavatam class. If I'm making a mistake, please forgive me. So here, I'll read the translation again. Who can describe completely the prowess of Vishnu? Even the scientist who might have counted the particles of the atoms of the universe cannot do so, because it is he only who in his form of Trivikram moved his leg effortlessly beyond the topmost planet Satyaloka up to the material, neutral state of the three modes of material nature, and all are moved. Here, what I understood from the translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada is here in this verse, it is describing the power of Lord Vishnu. And Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport that he is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is omnipotent. No one can describe the power of Lord Vishnu. Even the scientists, they might have counted the atoms, the particles of atoms of the universe, but still they are not able to estimate the power of Lord Vishnu. We know that there is a pastimes of Lord Vishnu when he took the form as a dwarf, as Trivikrama, to cheat Bali Maharaj. That Bali Maharaj, he was fighting with all the demigods, and then so Lord Vishnu, when he appeared as a dwarf, and then he was asking for three steps of land, and he only expanded himself in the three steps of land, and then he covered all the lower planetary system, and then middle planetary system, and then also upper planetary system. From there, the Ganges water came. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, with his toe he made a hole through which the water of Ganges, causal ocean, filters into the material sky, and the current is known as the sacred Ganges water. Even Jayadev, yes, huh? I think Jayadev Goswami, yes, in the Dashavatar, he is saying, Chalayashi Vikramane Boling Adbhuta Bhamana. Cannot remember the whole verse. To cheat the Bali Maharaj, he took the form as a dwarf, and then he asked for only three steps of land, and then he covered the whole upper planetary system, and from there he hit the Golok Vrindavan, and from there the Ganges water came. Sorry, Baba, I'm very nervous today. Okay, I'll read the purport again. The highest scientific advancement of the material scientist is atomic energy, but the material scientist is not able to have an estimation of the particles of the atoms contained in the whole universe. But even if one is able to count such atomic particles, or is able to roll up the sky like one bedding, even then one is unable to estimate the extent of the prowess and energy of the Supreme Lord. So what my understanding from this section of the purport is that even the material scientists, how advanced they are, no matter how advanced they are, they may be able to count the atomic particles of the universe, but still they are not able to estimate the power of the Lord Vishnu. What we understand by reading Bhagavad Gita and hearing the, Bhagavad Katha and Srimad Bhagavatam from the Acharyas, that unless and until one is a devotee of the Lord, he is not able to understand Krishna fully. They may be able to count the atomic particles of the universe, but still they cannot even guess the power of Lord Vishnu. He is known as Trivikrama because once he is incarnation, once in his incarnation of Vamana, he expanded his leg beyond the highest planetary system. So, yeah, and then Ashataloka, and it is the neutral state of the modes of nature called the covering of material world. There are seven layers of material coverings over the material sky, and the Lord could penetrate even those coverings. So even for one Jivatma, it is very difficult to cross over this material world. What to speak of, going beyond these material worlds. But Lord Krishna, once one of his incarnation as known as Trivikrama, what he did, he crossed those material coverings and then he reached in the neutral state of the modes of nature called the coverings of the material world. And we know that there are seven more planets, higher planetary systems, seven layers of the material covering over the material sky, and the Lord could penetrate even those coverings. With his toe, he made a hole through which the water of the causal ocean filters into the material sky, and the current is known as sacred Ganges, which purifies the planets of the three worlds. I heard in the lectures, when I visited India, I attended some classes in Mayapur. So Prabhu, one who was giving the class, what he is saying that here the Srila Prabhupada in his purported is writing, and the current which filters into the material sky and the known as which purifies the planets and the three worlds. Ganges water till the river Ganges and the Giri Govardhan will be here in this planet. So there will be some dharma will be still there. So once the Ganges water and the river Ganges and then Giri Govardhan will disappear, there will be no more dharma in this age of Kali. In other words, no one is equal to the transcendentally powerful Vishnu. He is omnipotent and no one is equal or greater than him. Here also the Lord Brahma is also said the same thing. He is the Ishvara Parama Krishna. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is the cause of all causes. I'd like to stop here, probably. Hare Krishna. I beg your forgiveness. Yes, Prabhu, please. Seven layers of the material, I think that is Bhulok. We are in Bhulok, and then the layers of the Bhuvarlok, Shargalok, and then Shattalok, Tapalok, Janalok. Tapalok, Janalok, and Shattalok, I think. Not very sure. Yeah, they are the planetary systems. We are in the middle. And Shataloka is the top. The top in the layer, which is Lord Brahma resides. Where Lord Brahma resides.
Beyond that, there's a neutral, is the Brahma Jyoti that goes up to a spiritual planet. What appears that?
Okay.
And through all the planets,
story about the Vaidati, Ma Ganga, this akin to this art. It's like the Shiva was building, the Lord Shiva was building, and the Kavira brought Ganga into this art. So how it can reconcile this story? The contradicting story.
It's the originally Ganges and Lord Kamadev, I mean, that understand Kamadev hears the Ganges, so it flows. It's very like heavenly banks, so it was not on the earthly planets. And when Bhagira, one of the ancestors of Lord Ramachandra's dynasty, his ancestors needed to be purified from the Ganges, because the ancestors were burned into ashes by Kapilmuni. So he meditated for many years, and he is actually who caused the Ganges to flow from heavenly planet to earthly planets. So until then, the Ganges were in heavenly planets. And then Bhagirath prayed, and Lord Shiva's participant, because the Ganges water flow is very forward, I mean, high, very forward. Somebody needs to take that force coming from heavenly planet to earth. Lord Shiva comes into that, and he bears that force, so then it flows from his head, and then he goes into the earth. So, yeah, I understand.
The bears of Lord Shiva.
He puts it on his head.
It's a causal, in the causal ocean, it came to heaven, and then it came to earth.
Again, it's flowing from my father to my head.
Yes, Mataji, please.
His head, force of all the causal ocean would have actually covered all the lokas and ground the city. And even today, he is holding the same.
Yes, Mataji.
Last time we went to the Sunday feast in the farm, Keshava was talking about that. He said, like, in 20,000 years, it's not going to be Ganges. So then he was saying that. So, who
wants to be hanging around for that? As you said, like, when the Ganges will disappear, the Dharma will be gone. Yeah, that is what I heard when I was visiting India, that Prabhu was saying, the day the Giri Govardhan and then the day the Ganges will disappear, then there will be no more Dharma. So that is how we can see, I mean, the Ganges, now she has changed her direction many times, and then I saw in Mayapur there are Ganges before the actual Ganges. She has changed her direction. Now that became a Moranadi. Moranadi means the dead river. So like that, and then the river, the size is one side. We know that the nature of the river: the one side it will break, and then another side that will form. But again, in the same time, the river is shrinking, and then the chore, the layer of the river is coming up slowly, slowly, slowly. The depth is reducing. And then again, we can see the Giri Govardhan every day, the one mustard seed, the measurement of one mustard seed, Giri Govardhan is sinking down every single day. So eventually they will be disappearing from this world, and then there will be no more Dharma. And then Kali will come in full force. So before... just by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and then we have to practice. So as Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 8 verse number 5, antakale chamameva smaran mukta kalevram, and whoever at the end of his life remembering me alone, he will attain my nature. Of this there is no doubt. So we have to practice. It doesn't mean that we are chanting like every day that we can remember Krishna at the end of our life. I mean, this is my understanding. Sometimes, I mean, when I'm driving, I feel like, oh, just an accident. In that moment, I still cannot remember Krishna. Just Krishna doesn't come straight away. But yes, after a few seconds, he comes. Krishna. After a few seconds. But straight away, I'm still trying to get into that state that straight away I can remember Krishna. So sometimes I feel like, okay, this is the test. That I should realize, I should be even more enthusiastically chanting the holy name. So that is why, I think it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verse we chant before we start the chanting, the Bahujanma Korejadi Shravana Kirtana, even after chanting many, many births, Bahujanma Korejadi, it is not saying only one birth, Bahujanma, many, many births, Korejadi Shravana Kirtana, Tabutana Paya Krishna, Pade Pramdhan, still we do not get the love of Godhead. So once I remember in this extent, His Holiness Kadambakanand Swami Maharaj was giving a class here in this in our temple. So he gave this analogy very nicely. They're like one man, I think the roof of his house is leaking, water is leaking from his roof, and then his wife is asking, go and fix it. And then he went up, and then the roof is so much broken that he literally slipped down from the roof. And then what he did, he hang on to the end of the roof and like this, and then he is thinking, I'm saved. But because he has no practice, he haven't practiced anything, so that is why a certain part of his body, this is, I mean, Maharaj, how he explained that is, I'm just copying and then just presenting here. By holding this, certain part of, without any exercise, became fatty. So he cannot hold it for long. Now he realized, even though he is saved, but he is not saved at all. And then eventually he had to go down. Similarly, if we are just chanting, I mean mechanically, but not chanting seriously, we may think, okay, we are chanting, but actually not. Here in this, I mean, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami also gave beautiful lectures on chanting. He said, he quoted a verse from, I think, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, Namakkhar bahir hoy, bote naam nahi hoy. Namakkhar, the akkhar means the letters of the name may come out, but not the actual chanting. Sorry, Mataji, did I answer your question?
I think there's more.
There is more, please, Mataji.
Wait, please. What is stopping us from practicing? What are the problems? Why is Krishna not coming immediately?
Oh, because we have anarthas in our heart. We are not able to clean the heart yet. I mean, we are not crying for how Srila Prabhupada often gives this analogy. We are not really crying. Srila Prabhupada always says, we should be chanting in that mood that a child is crying for his mother intensely, not a fake cry. So when Krishna will see the intensity in our heart, now this devotee is chanting really, really nicely, then only he will be able to appear in front of us. Like we can see the example from the Mahabharata. When Draupadi, she thought in that shabha that because her five husband may be able to, I mean, they can save her, but they did not say a single word. And again, she thought that because Dronacharya and then Bhishma, the grandfather Bhishma is there, maybe they will be able to save her, but nobody saved her. So when she had no choice, then he called out to Lord Govinda, raising her two hands, that she is the only one who can save her. Then Krishna appeared there because of the intensity. Anything else, Mataji? Hearing is the only process which is, it is said in the Shastra, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koraya Udai. Nitya Shuddha Krishna Prem Shaddha Kabhunai. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koraya Udai. It is, in the Shastra, they did not write the reading the books or writing literatures or anything. They are saying, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta, only by hearing one can. In this extent, I just want to give another example of Srila Gaur Govinda Swami. What he said about the Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koraya, not Gaur Govinda Swami, Dinabandhu Prabhu, one a disciple of Srila Prabhupada who is looking after the Vrindavan, Brajamandal Parikrama in ISKCON Vrindavan. So when he came to Melbourne, he gave this analogy. How this Shravanadi works. Like he gave the example of the village in India. So what happens in villages in India is in the winter time, we all experience that the water layer really goes down. In the tube well, we have the tube well, and then we have experienced it many times because I'm from village. And then, so what happens? In the winter season, the water level goes down, but water is there. Water is there in the pipeline, but it is not that just the filter cannot catch the water. So what we have to do, we have to pour some water from the top. Then, if we are pumping, then only the water will come. It doesn't mean that there is no water down there. There is some water. So this is how how the Guru acts in our life. We all have Krishna Bhakti. We all have, but it is just a matter of igniting it. This is how Dinabandhu Prabhu gave this analogy. So what Guru does, he pours the bhakti from the top. And then he pumps it. Then when he pumps, and then when this water from the top and then from the bottom gets connected, then water keeps flowing. So this is what the thing is. Shravanadi shuddha chitto koroye udoy. Shravan kirtan jale koroye, and then the next verse I think. Mali hoya shai bij koroye rupon. You become a mali, you become a gardener. Mali hoya shai bij koroye rupon, and then you become a gardener, and then you plant that seed. And the next line it is saying, Shravan Kirtan Jale Koroya Shachan. And then it is not that we just plant one seed and then we will be leaving it carelessly. No, it will grow by in itself. No, it will not work in that way. So what you have to do? We have to water that. We have to water that plant. Then only the kripa of Bhakti Lata will grow. How it will grow? In this matter of bhakti, to be able to grow the bhakti, what you have to do? Shravan evang kirtan. Shravan kirtan jale koroye shachan. We have to hear and again we have to chant. Is that okay, Maharaji?
Who put the seed first?
Ha, Prabhu?
Who put the seed first?
Who put the... It is already in us. It is already inbuilt. Guru. Okay. Bhakti Lata Bij. Thank you, Prabhu. Anything else?
How is the tree crown worship in India?
I don't know, what is no experience. Haven't heard anything about it. How Lord Sri Vikrama is worshipped in India? Is that... But yes, there is a Trivikram temple in Bangladesh. I mean, the place where I'm from, that Trivikram temple, that place is very close to where Shivash Pandit appeared. That place is called Biani Bazar. Not very far from the where Shivash Pandit appeared. And then that deity is self-manifested deity in a Kosti Pathar, I mean, the black stone, I don't know. And then that deity is like 1400 years old. Lord Trivikrama appeared there. I have the picture in my mobile. Yes, Prabhu, please. Yes, Prabhu. Nine processes of bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishneshparanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasham Shakham Atmanivedanam. Am I right? Like Shravanam is hearing, and then Shravanam Kirtanam is chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam. Vishnu Smaranam, remembering Lord Vishnu. Archanam Bandhanam Dasham. Am I right? Padashavanam, yes, I missed one. Padashavanam. Padashavanam is worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu, and Archanam is Archanam is worshipping, right? Deity worship. And then Bandhanam is glorifying the Lord. And Dasham is being a servant of the Lord. Shakham, a friend of the Lord, and Atma Nivedanam, fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Is that right, wrong? Not the first six. Okay. Did I answer the question? Thank you, thank you. Yes, sir.
If I could just share with all the devotees here, Prabhuji.
Please, Prabhuji.
What Prabhuji was today now actually saying, the chanting of Harinama is just chanted without real bhakti or without real essence in it, that doesn't have any meaning. It has to be done, it has to be taken to the next level of feeling the presence of life in that particular Harinama. What I mean to say is actually when we say Harinama, we have to feel the presence of God in that, the love of God in that. And that is very much associated with today's story, what Prabhuji was explaining. When Lord took the avatar of Tri Vikrama, he pierced the outermost sheath of the universe, made pierce the hole, and then the causal water flowed. As soon as the causal water started flowing, it actually first touched the feet of Lord Vishnu. After touching that feet, it started flowing down, and then it is on earth today as Ganges. Yes, Shiva, and then it came to Ganges. Now, the Ganges has the power to cleanse the dirtiest of the dirt and the most harmful sins, whatever are there, it has got the power. Ganges is always, always pure. Now, it is said that just with small feeling of that particular touching of that particular causal water to Lord Vishnu's toe, tip of the toe, and coming down, if this water can have so much of power in it to cleanse all the dirt, these Varnas, these Harinamas, Rama, Krishna, Narasimha, everything, all these things have been existing in the universe from time immemorial. As Lord Krishna always exists, as Lord always exists, as all the Jivatmas always exist, they are eternal. All these Varnas, all these words, they always exist. And they always have existed with the Lord from time immemorial. And that's the reason these words actually have got the power from the Lord. So these words are nothing else, but actually they are Lord Himself. So that's why even by taking the names of those Lord of the Lord in our tongue, actually we are bringing Lord Krishna Himself on our tongue. But it's very important to feel the presence of Lord in the name when we are chanting.
Yeah. There are three stages of chanting. The first stage, initial stage, is called Namaparad. We are chanting, but we have offenses against the holy name. We are committing some offenses, knowingly or unknowingly. So that is called Namaparad. So in that stage of chanting, we will not be able to test the holy name. But again, it doesn't mean that we should stop because we do not have the test. Srila Prabhupada gave this analogy. When a child learns to walk, so when he will start to stand first, and then he will be able to walk. Even before he walks, when a child will fall on the ground, what he will do? The child will take help from the same ground again. He will push his hand down, and then he will try to stand up. So in the same way, we are committing offense, but again, it doesn't mean we should stop chanting. We will be constantly chanting, and then only we will get we can go to the next level, which is called Nam Abhash. And in that stage of Nam Abhash, again, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami, he gave an example of Nam Abhash, how he gave the analogy. Abhash means the Abha. Like, you know, before the sun rises, the whole sky gets cleared. So when the Namavash will, and then what happens? So when before sun rises, all these night animals, they will disappear. They will hide themselves. Like that, when the Namavash stage will come to, then there will be, this type of all anarthas will hide themselves. I mean, there will be no more anarthas. And then when we cross that, and then only we get the Shuddhanam. And again, as you said, yeah, these names are existed. Yes, in this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And in this age of Kali, he said, in the various scriptures, it is saying, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Iva Kevalam. Harir Nam. It is the Kevalam. See how this scripture is saying so nicely. Scripture could have said Uttamam, but they did not use the word of Uttamam. They said Harid Namiva Kevalam. Kevalam means what? What is Keval? Keval means only. Harid Nam Eva Kevalam. Harid Nam is the only way. So there is some difference between the only way and the best way. If scripture have said that, okay, Harid Namiva Uttamam, okay, then this is the best way. So that means what? There are some other ways too. There are some other ways. But in the scripture it is saying, Harinama Eva Kevalam means this is the only way. There are no other way.
In
the age of Kali. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur, before that, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying in the second verses of Shikshashtakam, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijo Sarva Shakti Stutra Orpita. Nijo Sarva Shakti. His own potency, own Shakti is in the holy name. Niyomito Smaranena Kalo. We must chant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Without stopping. Niyomito Smaranena Kalo. And again, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Jai Naam Shai Krishna Bhajanishtha Kori Namer Shahite Achen Apani Srihari. Jai Naam, the name Krishna, he is the Srihari. Jai Naam Shai Krishna Apani Srihari Namer Shahite Achen Apani Srihari. Shuna shuna ore bhai naam sankirtan janam shravane hoy pap bimochan. You listen brother, just by hearing this name naam sankirtan, je naam shravane hoy pap bimochan, by hearing such this name all the pap get bimochan, vanquished, the all sins vanquished. So there is no difference in the name and the name of the Lord. He is the same. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also saying the same thing. Grihe thako, bone thako, sada hari bole thako, wherever you are. Maybe at home, maybe in the forest. Sada hari bole thako. Anything else? In this age of Kali, it is very difficult to find Ganges. Where you will find Ganges all the time? So that is why it is saying, I think, I don't know, cannot remember the author name. He said, Tumaro Ridoye Shada Govinda Vishram. The Vaishnav, in his heart, the Govinda takes rest. Lord Govinda in Golok Vrindavan, he is always playing with the cowherd boys. He is always enjoying. He is always playing. Again, this is, I heard from Srila Gaur Govinda Swami's lecture. So he is saying, Lord Govinda, where he will take rest? There must be some place where he will take rest. Where you will find in the universe that Krishna is resting. Krishna is always engaged. But there is a place where he takes rest. That is the heart of Vaishnavas. Tumaro Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram. And, yes, madam.
The second stage of chanting is
called Naam Abhash. Manishuddhan. Naam Abhash means. Okay, Shukadev, please. What is the Naam Abhash means?
It's a stage that you're progressing from an abrupt stage to next stage where actually all the anarthas are destroyed.
Destroyed.
So that's the next stage called Naam Abhas. Abhas means without anarthas or something that's inauspicious or something that's bad or something that's with you. It's all clear and you're chanting that name.
And then the Shuddha Naam is appearing following that. Feeling.
Yeah, this is an
indicator.
So one different stage.
So the
lamas
are highest.
Huh? Abraham? Highest. Shuddhanam, when we, because I heard a lot of lectures from Srila Gauravinda Swami. So in Shuddhanam, the three stages of chanting, many of the preachers, I have heard, many devotees, practicing devotees, they are asking questions, should I remember the pastimes of the Lord when I'm chanting? And then what do I remember? What do I do when I chant? And then most of the people, most of the Vaishnava acharyas, they answered this question by saying that we do not have to artificially trying to remember the pastimes of the Lord. When we will be able to chant in the Shuddha Nam, the Lord's pastimes will appear automatically. By that, when we'll reach that stage, then only the lilas of the Krishna will appear when we call
Krishna.
Yes, Rahul.
Tears will fall.
So sometimes when I chant, this is my own experience. When I chant 16 rounds, I think, okay, done for one day. But the same thing, again, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami, he said, chanting, once we finish the chanting, we are thinking, I've just finished my 16 rounds. So that means we are happy. By finishing 16 rounds, we are happy. So what kind of chanting it is? You're questioning. What kind of chanting it is? If it is the proper chanting, we should be crying in the separation of Krishna, because we have been associating with Krishna for that 2 hours or whatever hours it is. We have been associating with him. Now he disappeared from me. Where is Krishna? We should start crying. Unless and until we come into that stage, so that we have to understand that we are not into that stage yet. So we have to, aim for it. So by chanting, after chanting 16 rounds, we should be feeling more separation. We should be crying for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where are you? But when we finish our quota, we laugh and we smile sometimes. Okay, at least my quota is finished for the day. So I'm not qualified to say this. I just copied from what I heard. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Yes, ma'am, please. Haribol Prabhu. Jai Jagannath Prabhu caught me today in the garden. And then I felt sorry that I shouldn't have come to the temple this morning. Yes, so this is the mercy of Guru Maharaj, I should say. I always remember this. Mukam karati vachalam pangu langhayate girim. The one who cannot speak, even he can speak. One who is pangu, one who is disabled, even he can cross the giri, the mountain. Jat kripa tamaham bande Sri Guru dinatarinam. Whoever has got the mercy of his Guru. So, I beg for your forgiveness, Guru.
So then with preparation, to give the first class is very difficult. Without preparation, in the class. So the whole great was actually
okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Grantra Ashramad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Janitai Gaur Shitanath Premanande.